Secretary Ball on 9-1.
Yeah. I was calling you about that Pauline Frederick propaganda story for Russia. She said that if we'd stop bombing, that they didn't say they'd stop anything, but they would, Russia thought that they would talk. And that's where I came in on the first pause and the second pause. And I think somebody said that we had no comment on it, but they're playing it up NBC in a big way that we got a new peace offer. And I think that we ought to get for the morning papers a story. I talked to Goldberg. They got it from a press attaché. I don't think that's the way you really carry on serious diplomatic relations. But I think you ought to get Hightower and UPN and say, now, if we stop bombing, are they going to stop going down the Ho Chi Minh Trail? And we have said all along that we would stop, we'd have a ceasefire, and we'd have unconditional discussions if they stop everything. But if they're going to engage in a lot of mortar fire on our bases, keep the trucks running down the Ho Chi Minh Trail and do all these other things, they can't put us in the ring with just Jack Dempsey and tie our hands and then say, Jack, you can go on and beat the hell out of us. And it we ought to brand it as a phony and a fraud, and if they're really serious, why... we're anxious to do it. I think maybe you ought to talk to Dobrynin if he's back. If not, somebody out there and ask him what the hell they doing.
All right, fine. We'll get something out. Dean is right here. Do you want to speak to him? He just came in.
Yeah.
How are you, Mr. President?
Hello?
Dean Rusk. How are you, sir?
Fine. Delighted.
Just got in and we had a...
Did you have a good trip?
Good trip. I think that the bilateral talks were pretty interesting, but the meeting itself was of no particular importance, and I gather did not get much play here. Which is all right, but I'll be looking forward to seeing you over the weekend. On Monday, I believe we have a meeting scheduled.
Good. I hope you have a little rest.
Thank you a lot.